Isn't it amazing how different your second child can be from your first child? Just when you think you got this parent thing all figured out, God sends you a totally different kid. I remember in, our son's family, and when the kids were born and when they were little, food was just a sort of a necessary evil for our son's oldest, our granddaughter. She could take it or leave it. Since infancy, she hadn't cared much about whether or not she had food. Oh, but not her brother, no. The eating machine, only about a year old, but he was food king for much of his little life. When he was still supposed to be only having milk, he was following every bite any of us would put into our mouth, as if to say, so when do I get some of that stuff? How did he graduate to crawling? One thing that helped was putting some food across the room. He just needed incentive. He took off on all fours like a firecracker had gone off behind him. And one day his mom was mixing up his next meal, and he was watching and complaining. As she continued to get it ready, he continued to escalate his expressions of impatience and displeasure. By the time his food was ready, we were dealing with a very loud, very insistent protest. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the reason for the wait. Our grandson didn't have the words to say it, but he made his desires very clear as his food was being prepared. I want my food, and I want it now. It's a good thing his mother didn't give in. It wasn't ready yet. Believe me, it wouldn't have been good for him to get what he wanted when he wanted it. It would have been in plain English, bleh. Listen, I can't begin to count the times that I have been the same way with God about something. I wanted it. I needed it. What's taken so long, God? I want it, and I want it now. Maybe there's something you've been asking God for, trusting God for. It's been a while, and it still hasn't come. You want it now. But there's a reason God isn't giving it to you now. It's not ready yet. And it would disappoint you if he gave it to you now. There's a word that's one of the major keys to God's best. It's a word that is spelled out in our word for today from the Word of God. Psalm 37, beginning with verse 5, tells us to commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. Be still for the Lord and wait patiently for him. Wait for the Lord and keep his way. There's the word that often stands between you and God's best. Wait. Part of committing your way to the Lord, of trusting in him, is to wait until God says it's ready, until God says you're ready. So many people are living today in the heartache of their own impatience. They couldn't wait, so they grabbed what they could have now, and it's been much less than what God was getting ready for them. Look, you've been waiting for God to come through. You want to be married. You're waiting for him to answer your prayer about having a child, raising a child. You're waiting for that job, that heart change, that breakthrough, that answer. It hasn't come yet. Don't panic. Don't let impatience cost you the perfect will of God. Premature babies aren't as healthy as ones that are full term. Premature solutions, they're not healthy either. Wait until it's full term. Remember the principle of Galatians 4:4, in the fullness of time, God will. That's when he'll bring your answer, when it's ready. So stop whimpering, stop whining, stop trying to grab it before it's ready. If you insist on having it now, you're not going to like it.
On Eagle's Wings is the Native American outreach of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. For 30 years, God has used On Eagle's Wings teams of Native American young people to visit over 100 reservations. To find out more about this exciting ministry, On Eagle's Wings, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. That's hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.